Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis 17b, but we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are going through the 18 enactments that were made on that day in the attic when all of the Rabbanon were gathered together, and there was more Beis Shammai than Beis Hillel, and they made 18 zeros. So we are going to finish our count of these today, get up to the new Mishnah, and we will start on the very bottom again of 17a v'idach. So what's another one of these gzeros? Amar Tavi Rishba Amar Shmuel. So Tavi the hunter said in the name of Shmuel, Afkidue Truma, Truma Bobayam Gazer. So there's another gzer that was made on that day, which is that the growth that comes of Truma is also going to be considered Truma. We know that Truma can only be eaten by a Kohen, and it's a mitzvah for a Kohen to eat, and it's a big iser for a non-Kohen to eat it. So we say that not only does the Kohen get the Truma, but even if someone were to plant the Truma and grow stuff from that Truma, that would also be supposed to be going to the Kohen. That's going to be treated like Truma as well. This is a Gzera Midirabanan. My time is, so what's the reason for this? Gzera Rabbi Chanina, Gzera Mishum Truma Tahora B'Yad Yisrael. What we're afraid of is that someone's going to have Truma, and instead of giving it to the Kohanim, they're just going to want to plant it, so that way they can have more of a profit, and they are going to deprive the Kohanim of their due. So ask the Gemara, Amarava Ida Chashide Lahachi, if we are really worried that the Jews are going to be doing this, then they wouldn't separate any quantity of Truma in the first place. Given the Efshar Kiddush Shmuel, since they could just do what Shmuel does, since they could always just do what Shmuel does, which is that you could do lemevad chita achas, that technically, midin, all you need to do is take any sort of amount and your food is no longer tevel. Tevel is when something has nothing taken from it, no trumas and maaser, so that's usher to eat. But midin, min ha-torah, midoraisa, all you need to do is just take a tiny, tiny amount and then you are going to be okay. Midirabanan, we say either you give 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, depending on whether you're a generous person or a stingy person, but technically they only need to give a tiny amount. So if we're afraid that they're going to be stingy, then they could just do take a really, really small amount and then do that. So that's clearly not the concern. No, rather what we're afraid of is that maybe a Kohen is going to have Truma Temeah. They're going to have Tamei Truma, which is Usher to eat, and it's going to be a problem. But they're going to keep it in their possession until it's time for planting season, because they're going to want to profit off of this and plant it and then get other growth. And they're going to leave that Truma Temeah laying around, and then they're going to come to eat it. We don't want to put that mikshol in front of them, so that's why it's going to be usser. Good. Now says the Gemara, we have another one of the 18 gzeros for idach. So what's another one of these 18 gzeros? Amar Rabbi Chiya Barami Mishmei De'ula. Af mi shehechshech lo baderech. So if someone is walking on their way and they see that it's becoming nighttime, meaning it's Friday and it's becoming Shabbos, nosim kiso l'nachri, and they're holding their wallet, so they should give their wallet to a guy, bo bayam gazur, that you're allowed to have the guy carry this for you, and that's not going to be a problem. So the Gemara understands, the Mishnah knows that if someone's holding their wallet as Shabbos is about to come, they're not just going to do nothing and just leave their wallet on the floor. That's a huge loss to take. So what the Gemara is saying is that the Mishnah allowed us, or one of the gzeros that was done, is that midirabanan, you are allowed to have a guy carry this for you, even though there might generally be an iser involved in some capacity. You're allowed to have the guy carry that for you, and that was something that was made on that day, so people would not violate the halacha. The idach, and another one of these 18 enactments. Amar Bali Amar Avimi Savanta. So Bali said the name of Avimi of Savanta. Pitan Vishamnan Vienan Uvnosean. So the Isurim against having their bread, so this is Pasakum or Shemen Akum. So this was actually a gzera that didn't last long, as the people weren't able to last with this one. Vienan Akum, so we know that Yain Akum, we know that Yain Nesach is a real thing. And being with the daughters of non-Jews, so intermarrying, and the Gemara is going to explain that this is referring to Yichud. So all of this was made on that day. Kulan Mishmona Asar Davarhin. All of these are part of the 18 enactments. The fact that we can have Pasakum and Yain Akum and Yichud with non-Jews and Shemen, which again was ultimately let go of, that was not something that stuck around as one of the gzeros. So this is all part of the 18. So it says the Gemara Hanichol Rabbi Meir. So this makes sense according to Rabbi Meir El Rabbi Yosi Shavsarei Havyan. So according to Rabbi Meir, we now have 18. But according to Rabbi Yosi, remember from the other day, we had the case of someone who puts the buckets under the pipe, whether that's going to be something which is considered Hechsher L'Kaval Tumah. Is that considered as if you wanted it there or not? So he said that that doesn't count. So now he only has 17, not 18. So answers the Gemara, Ika Hadar of Acha Bar Ada. So no, he had a different one of Rav Acha Bar Ada. Dam Rav Acha Bar Ada, Dam Rav Yitzchak. Gzira al Pitan Mishum Shamdan. So there was a decree that was made on the bread of Avodah Zarah, on account of their oil, meaning we made a gzeira on the bread because of the oil, v'alsham l'mishum yenan, and we made an iser on their oil because of their wine. Now the Gemara is going to clarify the statement. It says, al pitan mishum shamnan. So when we said that we made a gzeira on the pas akum because of the oil of akum, my ul made a shemen mipas. Why are we assuming that the whole gzeira of bread was made because of oil? Why is oil more severe than pas? Why are we more worried about someone having the oil of a non-Jew than the bread of a non-Jew? So ela gazra pitan misham mishum yenan. So rather, they made a gzeira to say that you're not allowed to have pas akum or shemen akum because we're afraid of yayin nesach, because we're afraid of yayin akum. And then the Gemara says, v'al yenan mishum binosehen, and what we were afraid of is yayin akum and having wine of non-Jews. We're afraid that that's going to lead to intermarriage and things along those lines. And what we're afraid of in terms of yichud with a non-Jew is because we're afraid it's going to lead to avodah zarah. And now the 18th gzera that we were just talking about, what's this fill in the blank, this mystery gzera? And something else because of something else. So what's this talking about? This is very cryptic language. Says the Gemara, my davar acher, what's this something else that we're referring to? So we're afraid that what's going to lead to what? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gazral Tinok Nachri Shemetami Beziva Shlei Tinok Yisrael Ragil Etzlo. So what we're saying is that there's an extra gzera. So not only do we have the gzera of Pasakum and Sheminakum because of Yayinakum, and not only do we have Yayinakum because of the yichud with their daughters, not only do we have yichud with their daughters because we're afraid of Avodah Zarah, now we also have Avodah Zarah because we're afraid of a decree. We have a gzera of a decree on a non-Jewish boy child because we're afraid Shemetami Beziva, that he was tame as a zav. So we're going to treat him as if he is a zav and treat him as a major status of tama because we're afraid we don't want Jewish boys to be hanging out with them. B'mishkav zachar, we don't want any sort of mishkav zachar situation. So to protect against that, we just have this continuous gzeira. Ask the Gemara, ihachi l'Rabbi Meir nami tishasrei havyon. So certainly, it seems like Rabbi Meir would agree with this gzeira that we want to avoid mishkav zachar. So they had this gzeira to meet the rabbanon to keep the Jewish children, maybe the non-Jewish children, apart. So why would Rabbi Meir disagree with this? So now he has 19. So gradually solved. Rabbi Yossi now has 18, but Rabbi Meir now has 19. So that doesn't answer. So answers the Gemara, ochem mikelum shenit mumashkin b'chada chashav lo. So no, Rabbi Meir would say, really, it is only 18 because we earlier, when we were doing our count of 18, we had food and vessels that were contracted of tumah through liquids. So those are not going to be two separate things. Instead of counting them as two separate things, it's going to be one big gzera, and that's what it's going to be. So tomorrow we'll get into the Mishnah. This is Daf Yud Zayin Mabez. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.